We're getting ready for game week 7 in fantasy football. It's time to start thinking about your team again. Let's get some top tips for you from Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there.
Let's first of all look back to game week 6 and things that you felt you learnt from the last round of games, Joe.
Well, I think the main thing really was all about the strikers. It was a week that showed how important it was to invest in a strong forward line, and of the 10 players that got double digit score, 5 of those were forwards and 4 of those cost more than 10 million. So what you got was you got a Morata hat trick, you got Kane brace, Lacazette brace, Aguero goal and an assist, and Lukaku not far behind with a goal and 7 points. So basically what it showed us was that you've got to have 3 really good strikers, and there's too many to fit into your 3 spaces. So you've really got to start making decisions about going light in midfield, I think, and perhaps fielding 4 at the back, because, of course, there's more value in defenders who are around 5 or 6 million. But all of those that I've just mentioned, 3 of those, possibly with Vardy and Jesus as well, added into the mix, 3 of those have got to be in your team, really.
Yeah, when it comes to the strong strike force, I went into last weekend and I thought I'm going too far here with the strikers, but it paid off for me in the end because I've got Kane, Lukaku and Aguero up front. I've got that light defence, as you say, and I've got a not overly expensive keeper. And yeah, last week, I've not got it in front of me, but I think I got 82 points, which I was quite happy with.
Yeah, definitely. And looking at what happened in Europe as well this week as well, that theme continued. So we're looking at all of those strikers. We haven't got enough money for them all. We haven't got enough spaces for them all. And annoyingly, they're just still at it. They're still putting forward their case to be included in our team. So during the Champions League, what did we see? We saw Kane score a hat-trick. We saw Lukaku score a brace. We saw Morata score as well, all of them demanding our attention. Now, Harry Kane, his recent away form, really does demand our attention as well. So he scored 19 goals in his last 9 road trips for club and country. That's unbelievable. So obviously, yeah, got those last 3 at Nicosia. And Lukaku as well, you know, he scored a brace, but he's only failed to deliver attacking returns once in the league this season. So, I mean, that's following on from that, looking back at game week 6, that theme carried on during the Champions League, which is depressing if you want to try and save some money.
Is there a way of, from a sort of defensive point of view, can you maybe look at the Lukakus and Kane and so on and I don't know, hedge your bets a bit and think, well, although they might do well, if I put in a keeper who's against them, they might only score 1 as a team, they'll have lots of shots against, and so you can kind of accrue keeper points? Or would you say that that's quite a dangerous strategy, really?
I think it is. I mean, I think what you have to do across all of the positions is you have to go for what their bread and butter is in terms of getting points. For a goalkeeper and a defender, it's a clean sheet. If you think they might attack or rack up lots of saves, that's a bonus, though. You've really got to be selecting by a clean sheet. Midfield, really, their bread and butter is assisting. If they can score as well, great. But really, you want to be looking at how many chances they're creating for their striker. And then, obviously, for strikers, it's just about goals. That's it. You don't want to be messing around with any other stats. It's just all about goals for them. So you want to stick to that, really. So, yeah, if you're playing a good goalkeeper against the likes of Kane and Lukaku and you have another option, go for the other option.
That does sound like sensible advice. As soon as I asked the question, I thought, yeah, you'll come up with some sensible advice, and you have. When I look, though, at Kane and Lukaku, I assume the advice would be try and work out your tactics so you can get them in. Lukaku is against Palace. And Harry Kane is up in West Yorkshire taking on Huddersfield at the John Smith Stadium. It's the early kickoff on Saturday. Now, of those two, if they were both in your team and you were to captain, I mean, which one, what's your gut feeling telling you, Joe? Which one would you go for?
It's really tough. They are both in my team and I have been moving the captaincy between them. At the moment, it's on Lukaku. And the reason is I'm looking at the fixture and I think that Huddersfield's home defence is better than Crystal Palace's away defence. I had a look at the stats, and that bears it out, really. In fact, the Crystal Palace defence in terms of goal attempts conceded is twice as bad as Huddersfield's home defence, and it goes on. And they're pretty much behind Huddersfield, way behind Huddersfield in all sorts of things. They're conceding nearly 3 times as many big chances, so a big chance is where a player really should be scoring. And that is the kind of thing I'm looking at there. I think they're both going to do well. but I just think Lukaku has possibly the slight edge because it's a home fixture and it's against a really poor Palace side. And for whatever people think of Huddersfield, and you'll have lots of Huddersfield fans listening, but they are no slouches when it comes to their defence, and I just think Palace are. So I think Huddersfield's defence will concede, but I don't think they're going to concede as much.
Well, let's say it's a given that Harry Kane and Lukaku should be in people's teams. What about three others maybe that you think are worth looking at, Joe?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough because, I mean, I can't look beyond Kane and Lukaku, but I think if you are, I think Arsenal against Brighton. Now, Lacazette is a good option there. He's got a great home record this season. He scored two again in his last home game, and I think he could score against Brighton. But it's actually one of their defenders I think you should be looking at. Monreal, he's absolutely mopping up the bonus points. Brighton are strikerless at the moment. Hemed has been banned for three games. So they could be playing possibly Izzy Brown. He's not really a central striker. They could be playing him. They could even play Jamie Murphy. So, I mean, they're really kind of scraping the barrel in terms of trying to get a centre-forward together. So I think an Arsenal defender and Monreal would be my choice. And then I would actually look at another defender, actually. I'm looking at West Ham against Swansea. Swansea aren't great on the road. They know how to keep a team at bay. They don't really know how to score that much. So I think Cresswell at West Ham. He's only 5 million. Now, one of the reasons I mentioned him is because it looks like Jones may be out for Manchester United. He seems to be having an injury, so keep an ear out on press conferences. But Cresswell's about the same price. He's about five million, so just a little bit under Jones. So, and against the Swansea side, now he's actually created 9 chances. That's only Ben Davis at Spurs has created more chances amongst defenders. So I think there's a possibility, actually, of returns at both ends of the pitch there for Cresswell. And then I would actually say, I'm going to say Aguero, even though people probably won't have any space for Aguero. They'll be so obsessed with Kane and Lukaku this week. But Aguero has a phenomenal record against Chelsea and particularly at Stamford Bridge as well. It's worth going to check that out and look at YouTube clips of Aguero's goals against Chelsea. He does like to score against them. I think he's going to start. I think he's going to be a good option there. Whether you put the captaincy on him, looking beyond Kane and Lukaku is another matter. But I think Aguero would be another one I would, if you've got him, keep him.
Well, if you want some more top tips for your fantasy football team, remember to have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. If you are a Twitter user, well worth giving them a follow as well at FFScout. For this time, though, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.